adjust everywhere.
Digest this phrase.
I want peace in my life.
Will you accept just one phrase in your life? Will you take note of it properly and exactly?
Yes.
Incorporate the phrase adjust everywhere in your life and peace will take hold. Initially, for the first 6 months or so, you will experience difficulties due to reactions from your past life. Subsequently, peace will be yours. Therefore, adjust everywhere. In this frightful time of Kali Yuga, means the present time cycle of moral decline, if you fail to adjust, you will be doomed. If you do not learn anything else in this worldly life, it does not matter. But learning to adjust is a necessity. You will sail through all difficulties in life if you adjust to anyone who fails to adjust with you. A person who knows how to adjust with others does not suffer. Adjust everywhere. Adjustment with each and every person is the highest religion. There are different prakritis, that is, different personalities in our time. So how can you get along without adjusting?
Do not interfere, just adjust.
Life is changing constantly. Therefore, one has to adjust to these changes. The elders cling to their old-fashioned ways. They need to adjust with the times or else they will die suffering. You must make adjustments according to the times you live in. I adjust with everyone, even with a thief or a pickpocket. A thief will sense that I am compassionate in the way I speak to him. I do not tell him that he is wrong. He is simply acting according to his viewpoint. People, in general, are likely to hurl abuse at the thief and label him as a worthless being. What about lawyers? Are they not liars also? They claim and win even fraudulent cases. Are they not charlatans when they do this? They label the thieves as frauds. The lawyers claim their own fraud to be the truth. How can you trust such people? Despite this, they manage to survive, don't they? I never tell anyone that they are wrong. They are correct by their viewpoint. I would explain the facts and inform them about the consequences of their misdeeds. When old people enter the house of a youngster, they typically start making all sorts of comments and criticize things like their stereos, etc. They are very meddlesome and interfering. Why not try to be friendly with the younger generation? Times have changed, so how do they expect the younger generation to live without these amenities? When they see something new, they desire it. If there is nothing new, then what will they live for? New things such as these come and go. You do not have to interfere with them. If it does not suit you, then you do not have to use it. This ice cream does not tell you to run away from it. Do not eat it if you do not want it. The older folks have contempt towards ice cream. All these differences in opinion are a result of the changing times. These youngsters act according to the times. Moh is the insatiable desire which arises for new and original things as they come into existence. From my early childhood, I inquired deeply whether this world was going in the right or the wrong direction. I found that no one has the power to change this world, and therefore one must adjust according to the times. If your son comes home wearing a new hat. Don't ask him in an irritated tone, "Where did you get that?" Instead, just adjust and ask kindly, "Son, where did you get your hat? Was it very expensive?" This is how you should adjust. Our religion declares that you must seek convenience in inconvenience. For example, one night I realized that the bed sheets were dirty. I then made an adjustment in my mind that they were very soft, and as a result, they began to feel very comfortable to me. It is the knowledge that we acquire through the five senses that makes us perceive inconvenience.
Adjustment with disagreeable people.
Do we complain when a sewer smells? In the same manner, people who are disagreeable and negative are like the sewers. Whatever smells unpleasant, we call a sewer. And whatever smells pleasant, we call a flower. Adjust to both. Both situations are telling you, become vitrag with us. That is, beyond attachment and abhorrence. You suffer because of your opinions of good and bad. You must keep them in check. When we say something is good, other things by comparison become bad and begin to bother us. If we rise above opinions, good or bad, there is no suffering. Adjust everywhere is my suggestion. Whatever people say, whether it is true or not, we should adjust. If someone tells me I have no sense, I would adjust immediately by saying, "You are right. I was always a little slow. You just realized it today, whereas I have known about it from my childhood." If you respond like this, you will avoid conflict. They will never bother you again. If you do not adjust, when will you reach your home? That is moksha, liberation from the cycle of birth and death.
Adjustment with the wife.
How can I adjust with my wife? I have arguments with her. Please explain to me.
Your wife gets upset with you because you are detained at work and come home late. She expresses her disapproval by complaining, "You are late. I will not put up with this anymore." When she loses her temper, you should say, "Yes, dear, you are quite right. If you tell me to go back, I will. If you tell me to sit inside, I will sit inside." She will respond, "No, don't go back. Just rest here quietly." Then you tell her, "If you tell me to, I will eat dinner, or else I'll go to sleep." To which she will reply, "No, have your dinner." This is adjustment. In the morning, you will get a hot cup of tea. If you get angry when she's angry, then in the morning, your breakfast will be served to you in anger. She will bang your teacup on the table. Her sulking will continue for the next 3 days.
Eat khichdi or eat pizza.
What should a person do if he does not know how to adjust? Should he fight with his wife?
Yes.
Is that so? What do you get from quarreling with your wife? She already shares your wealth.
The husband wants to eat gulab jambuns, that is a sweet dish. But the wife makes khichdi, that is rice with lentils instead. So they quarrel.
Do you think he will get his gulab jambuns after they fight? He will have no choice but to eat the khichdi.
So he orders a pizza instead.
Is that so? So he loses out. He doesn't get to eat sweets after all. Instead, he has to make do with pizza. All he needed to do was tell her to cook whatever was convenient for her. She in turn would say she would make whatever he felt like eating. Then he could tell her to make gulab jamuns. But if he had insisted on eating gulab jamuns, she would have argued with him and made khichdi instead.
Dada, what suggestions do you have to stop these differences of opinion?
I am showing you the path of adjust everywhere. If she tells you she has made khichdi, then you must adjust to it. And in other situations, if you tell her that you want to go to satsang, then she must adjust to you. Whoever makes the suggestion first, the other person should adjust accordingly.
So then, Dada, they will fight about who is going to be the first to speak.
Yes, go ahead and fight. But adjust with the other person, because things are not in your control. I know who has control over everything. So do you have any problems with adjusting here?
No, not at all.
To the wife, do you have any problems with that?
No, Dada.
So then, why don't you settle the matter? Adjust everywhere. Do you see a problem there?
Not at all, Dada.
If he tells you first to make him a nice meal of onion fritters, laddus, that is sweet dish, and vegetables, etc., you should adjust accordingly. And if you tell him you are tired and want to sleep early tonight, then he must adjust and sleep early, even if it means postponing a visit to see a friend. You will be able to deal with your friend at a later time, but do not let a dispute start between the two of you. In order to maintain good relations with your friend, you will create problems at home. It should not be like that. So, if she speaks first, then you must adjust.
But what should he do if he has an important meeting with someone at 8 o'clock, but she insists that they go to sleep?
Do not worry about such suppositions. The law of nature is, where there is a will, there is a way. If you start imagining situations, you will ruin everything. In fact, was she not the one encouraging you to go to your meeting? Did she not walk all the way with you to your car? By imagining things, you ruin everything. Someone has written, where there is a will, there is a way. You will be able to work things out if you are willing. Do you understand? It will be more than enough if you just abide by my suggestion that you adjust everywhere. Will you abide by it?
Yes.
Well then, give me a promise.
Yes, Dada, I promise.
Great, great. This is called courage.